This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios on a bench on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Uncle Futrelli along with Peterson and Mafia and Carver High. Peterson has been doing the show the last couple of nights. Our boy... Zach, don't call me Scott Peterson. And he, have you enjoyed doing the show?
Yeah, I have. My middle name's actually Scott.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. My first name's Scott.
Yeah, my dad's name is Scott Peterson, so that's a rough.
Is it really? Does he have to deal with it too?
Well, during that whole thing when when that guy just killed his wife, they every time he used a credit card, they would be like, "Oh, that's a rough name to have." And it's gone away now, but. 15 years ago.
I wonder what. Has it been 15 years?
Something like that. I remember I was a little kid. Yeah.
Is that guy doing like life and everything?
He's got a death sentence.
Is he?
He's supposed to be executed by 2020. I looked up because yesterday you mentioned his name.
Yeah, how is he still alive and everything?
He's still alive. 2021, they say he's supposed to be executed by.
Really?
I Googled it yesterday after you said his name on the air. I was like, what? Is that guy dead yet?
So when I did that, I think your boy Trout just hit a home run in the ninth to tie the game. So when I did that yesterday, like, what was the first thing that went through your mind? Like, oh, here we go again with the Scott Peterson jokes.
I didn't tell you that was my dad's name. It was just that
no.
It was a whole bunch of, in the early 2000s, it was like every single time that guy was on the news, it was,
So do you think you're ready now to, like, start running the network and everything? Like, you can run any show now?
Yeah, I think so. I think I have a good handle on the board now.
Good for you.
Mafia taught me well.
Good for you, son. I'm proud of you. I'm rooting for you. So my first question, Mafia, to you is, and I know you don't want to talk about this at all, but we're going to. Do you think the guy at ESPN should be fired? Do you remember the night we were in here and there were people saying, we can't talk about our colleagues this way? You're not my colleague. What does that mean? Like, what am I supposed to be nice to this guy? Because he, like, woke up naked with his pants around his ankles, inebriated, drunk, absolutely hammered, and then mugshot, and you're arrested and you're in jail because you walk into somebody else's house and pass out in their bed. And then when they tell you to get out, you refuse to leave because you're so damn drunk. Like, how is that guy, and isn't he some, like, celebrity? Isn't he on, like, TV every morning on SportsCenter?
He is.
Is he not, like, one of their stars, Carver High? He's on the phone with someone. He didn't want to get involved. So I'm asking you, do you think he should be fired? And you're going to tell me, you're going to tell me no?
Alcohol, it's a misdemeanor. I don't think he will be. If it was a DUI,
if I did
where,
that.
Like, he beat somebody up, he probably would have been.
All right, let me ask you. Let's ask it this way. If Carver High and I end up wasted in Vegas and we walk into the wrong hotel suite naked, passed out in some chick's bed, some woman that's there for the telephone conference and the video gaming conference and the candle conference, we walk into the wrong suite, we pass out in some 55-year-old woman's bed, and we wake up with our pants around our ankles, nude, inebriated, hammered, drugged out. How do you think the suits around here would treat it?
Well, I don't think a woman would call the cops on you, so I think you'd be okay.
So
you're a lover.
So you think, because I'm a lover,
she
probably...
I just think it was a birthday gift from the hotel.
This is like the greatest thing that's ever happened to her. Carver High, do you think the guy at ESPN Radio and SportsCenter should be fired for his stumble?
I need to hear more of the story.
Well, what do you need to know?
I need
the
more
specifics.
The cops
said they found him drunk with his pants around his ankle, inebriated, wasted, slurring, eyes watered, couldn't talk, drunk, bombed, booked, cuffed, put in jail. Boom. What do you need to know?
You never know with stuff like this. There could be more to it that we don't know yet. So let's wait for him to make a statement or say what happened. Let's find out how he ended up in that place.
Do you think the little perfect smiley know-it-all guy, Kane, that is always on fighting with Stephen A. and Max, thinking he's smarter than everybody that they've put on the air in his stead because he's in jail, do you think he's going to take his job?
Probably.
Probably. If you were running the network, would you have it? Would you have this happen? And would you allow, because it really isn't about him. It became ESPN radio star, Sports Center star, arrested for being drunk.
Yeah,
in
I don't
public.
Think most people even know who the dude is.
They don't even know who he is, but they know ESPN. So they, if it's an ESPN celebrity arrested with his pants around his ankles drunk, that's the story. So you're embarrassing ESPN, right? Publicly. Do you put him back on the air?
No.
Even if he's like a super talent, they think he's a super talent, right? Isn't he one of their celebrity super talents? He's a big star there. They have him on every day.
Maybe he'll survive. Who knows?
Have you ever seen him?
I need more data on this.
But
situation.
Have you ever seen him? They put him on SportsCenter in the morning all the time.
I don't watch that channel anymore.
Well, I know.
I can't watch
he
that
He only
channel.
Watches, to Peterson, just so you know, he only watches Dublin television. He watches Irish television and Buffalo Bills television only.
I watch that
and
when
Islanders
there's a game
TV.
On. That's it.
Islanders TV only.
I can't watch any of their programming that they put on in the morning or during
when
the day.
When Carver High goes to work out in the morning, some people go to the gym. He goes to the Nassau Coliseum parking lot and runs laps around the parking lot.
I used to, but I won't go there anymore.
Right.
Either.
Now you hate that place.
Nope. Won't go anywhere near.
He just hangs out in Brooklyn now. He wants to be a Nets fan. All right. So you're unwilling to make a decision now. You need more evidence.
I need to know how he ended up in those circumstances.
So you're not firing him. At the beginning of the night,
I may fire him. I got to wait and see what else, how he came about that situation.
Peterson, what do you do to him?
I think he's got to get fired. I wouldn't survive my job.
That's the thing. He's bringing up a good point. If it were anybody else, you get fired. Do you ever hear the story like, you know, if it were me, I'd be out of a job in 5 minutes. When I was a kid, I walked 5 miles to school with no shoes on in snow. When I was a kid, they wouldn't have tolerated it. If it were me, you know this is true. If it were me, if this were me, I'd be so fired at this place, it wouldn't even be funny. They got a morals clause in your contract. If you do anything to embarrass CBS, you're done. Anything.
You never know. We know people who've survived drunken fights in public and
who's
sex
that?
At work.
Who? Who?
He was done all sorts of things that you would say. Yeah. If I did that, I'd get fired. I'm still here for a while.
Although he did not survive, did
well,
he?
Well, that was later on, much later on.
Well, maybe that's what Carver High's talking about. When they circle the wagons, they eventually get the whole story and fire
I know him. What you're talking about, and he did not deserve to be fired.
Ooh. Whoa. What do we have here? We got a little detente.
That's a situation of what I just talked about. When you learn all the facts of a situation, you know that it's not what it seems.
Well, you may be right about that one, but some of the other shenanigans that went on here.
Oh, no. I was only talking about one specific shenanigan.
Do you hear anything? What's that thumping on the wall? Thank you. Mafia doing a great job tonight. Peterson is running the show, and Mafia.
Shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Mafia went to the bar hours ago.
At all, really. Evil shenanigans.
Once Peterson took over the show, Mafia went down to the bar. Do you remember the bar that Carver High always talks about that never closes? Yep, that's where he is. It's a new spot. We saw Carver High one night racing up 8th Avenue, and I'm like, where the hell is he going? He's like, he's going to his cousin's bar. I'm like, where's that? He goes, don't ask questions. It never closes. I'm like, okay, whatever. And I knew he was thirsty, too, because he ripped by me doing about 60 in a 35. And you could see on his face, he had like a face, that cringe face that said beer.
Fact.
All right. I just wanted to say this really quickly. Football in the state of Florida is crazy. Did you like that headline today, Carver?
Yeah, that's it. Who knows how crazy it is, but it's crazy.
It is crazy.
It's all about the U, son.
It is all about the U. But are you rooting for Lane Kiffin at FAU?
I absolutely am. He's one of my guys.
Fox re-ups with the Big Three basketball for another season.
Maybe they'll show it live next year. Maybe they'll actually show it when it's on.
I got to tell you.
They're going to be there this weekend while we're there for the finals.
I'm going to make sure I don't go to those games. I got to tell you, I've watched it. I think it sucks. What?
I didn't watch any of it.
John Jones' teammate, Frank Lester, says that the UFC 214 drug test is a setup. Shut up, Frank. Do me a favor, Frank. Shut up. No one's listening to you. No one even knows who you are. You're lucky I mentioned your name. Who's Frank Lester? Shut up. No one believes anything that John Jones says anymore. His life's over. Answering the NHL's three questions on the Penguins. Speaking of Carver High wanting to put a gun in his mouth.
Jeez. All right, I'll ask the question. Will they win the cup again? And now I'll answer it. No.
Okay. Isn't that what you said last year?
I said, it's so hard to win back-to-back cups. There's no way they're going to do it again. Well, I'm going to tell you this. They're not winning three in a row. You could book that now.
Okay. Wait.
Rack that.
Didn't you say that it was two in a row is not happening either?
I did say that.
Holly Holm to the UFC on a potential 219 fight against Cyborg, the beast that he is. Let's negotiate. Do you think they'll have that fight, Holm and Cyborg? I think Cyborg will kill her.
They'll have that fight, and it's going to be completely it's going to be a slaughter fest.
What a snoozer. Are you kidding me?
Carver High loves chick fights in the UFC.
I love it, but that is a snoozer.
Ball State forward Zach Hollywood dies off campus at an apartment. What happened there? He scored 17 and a half points in his senior year in high school. That's what I scored last year. I'm 52 years old. On behalf of Ball State, what happened? Like, how did this guy die? And then his mother died last August. Like, everybody's dying. It's just terrible. I don't know what happened, but it just sounds horrible. Huddersfield lands talented Nuremberg starlet Abdelhamid Sabiri.
Sabiri, baby. Let's go.
A three-year deal. How is it that your crappy team is undefeated?
How about that? We haven't talked about that since you've been back. Huddersfield, 6 points, tied at the top of the Barclays table.
How is that possible?
What do you mean, how is it possible? They did get a nice draw the first two games, Crystal Palace and Newcastle. Outstanding. I love it.
What's going to happen when they play anybody good?
They're actually playing at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning while we're in Vegas.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
That's right. I'll be going somewhere.
I'll get up and
watch
with you.
Yeah, I'm going to watch.
You want to bet on it?
I'm sure you might get up before me.
Mafia, did you get a hold of anyone from William Hill about my gambling problem? That's a no.
Tomorrow I will.
Mafia hasn't been to the gym in 2 months. His game is rot gut.
And I plan on placing a wager on Huddersfield while we're there.
I'm going to bet on him Saturday. Forget about when we're there. England captain Wayne Rooney retires with his hair plugs and everything. Did you hear that, Carver High? Wayne Rooney and his hair plugs.
Just remember, Huddersfield is not supposed to be good. So if they do lose on Saturday, I don't want you blaming it on me that you bet on Huddersfield and they lost.
Who are they playing Saturday?
They're playing Southampton.
Are they good?
Yes. No, they got 4 points.
Okay. Zeke spotted at a party boat on the Cowboys' day off. Now, this story is a couple days old, but I've been on vacation, so every story is fresh to me. What was the deal with him on a party boat? What was that about? Was he on a party boat?
I thought that was just a stock photo that could have been taken any month this year. Couldn't that have happened at any time?
Is the guy allowed to go out and get a little leg? What's the problem? What is it? Oh, that's right. Isn't he the domestic violence guy? They need to keep him away from women. How's that for a good idea? The biggest injuries from preseason week two, OBJ. And isn't it Brandon Marshall? Didn't he get hurt too? And Rod Streeter of the Bills. What happened there, Carver High? A shuffle off to Buffalo report.
Not feeling well, old Rod. He got carted off last week.
A leg and foot injury?
Yeah, finished probably. You know, because he was actually having a good camp, so... Why should we have anything good?
Browns beat the Giants the other night, 10-6. I did want to mention that again. I did mention it last night, right? Is there anything worse in life, honestly, than losing to the Cleveland Browns? C.J. Beathard already on Brian Hoyer's heels for the Niners' starting quarterback job. C.J. Beathard.
Who?
He got a job over Colin Kaepernick. Trevor Siemian named the Broncos starting quarterback over Paxton Lynch. I thought Siemian looked pretty good in the preseason games I saw him play. Roger Goodell close to a contract extension. Nothing like giving that guy more money. Do you know that in his time as commissioner, he's made over $212 million? Boy, he's probably just hurting for money.
Seems like a lot.
Pat Mahomes shined during his preseason game against the Bengals, the Chiefs quarterback. Have you seen that guy play?
Yawn.
No, really? I thought he looked good. In 2016 NFL season, going back, players lost $35 million to fines and suspensions. D. Smith, work stoppage in 2021, a virtual certainty. We've been talking about it tonight. Vegas casinos say the Raiders drawing the most bets to win the Super Bowl. Most of the money's on the Raiders there, Carver High. We told you last night, Miami taps Malik Rozier. Rozier? How do they say his name? Rozier? As the starting quarterback. Very excited about the new quarterback. I don't know his name. Opening weekend, let's get this straight. Is this starting this Saturday, right? Texas Southern at Florida A&M, Oregon State at Colorado State. They got a new stadium. Portland State and BYU, Hawaii, UMass, Chattanooga and Jacksonville State. God, are these games awful. Colgate and Cal Poly. I'm going to bet on every one of them. South Florida and San Jose State and Stanford Rice.
Which is in Australia.
That's Saturday. And Sunday, Richmond and Sam Houston State. Oh, Stanford Rice is Australia's Saturday night late?
Yes.
There's a number of reasons to play in Sydney to reintroduce the sport to the country. What do I care about what they want? Purdue and Notre Dame had four more future games between 2021 and 2028. There you go.
Four more wins for the Irish.
All right. We'll come back and talk about Mayweather-McGregor on the bench.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So let's get... like down to business. You get every baseball game. You get every football game. You get everything. Every sport. It doesn't matter. Boxing, MMA, preseason football. It doesn't matter what it is. I got it up on PharrellOnTheBench.com. And I'm hitting tons of winners, as usual. All I do is make people money. Football's back. College football actually starts this weekend. There's some raunchy games, but a couple that are nice to bet on. I'm going to give you winners. Tons of games next week when we're in Vegas. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, just out the wazoo. Tons of games. You get everything, $35 a month. It's the most ridiculous deal ever. You're going to make your money back so fast your head will spin. And stacks upon stacks after that. Ask anybody. I mean, thousands and thousands of fans do it because I make them scratch. Everyone knows Pharrell hits winners all season long in football. If you don't sign up now for September, you lose. Trust me. Do it. You're going to love it. PharrellOnTheBench.com. There you go. So here's the deal. They had the final press conference today, Carver High, for the fight. Mayweather-McGregor. I am surprised, to be honest with you, that they were so mellow today. After all the racism, after all the hate, and all the nasty comments, and just garbage that went on in the four-day worldwide tour. And since then, all of the nonsense, the all-access 24/7, everything that's gone on, after all the mouth, McGregor never shuts up. It's just a constant drama. I'm very shocked that today they barely did anything. They were like mellow.
I think it's time to get down to business.
There was no venomous insults. They both showed up late as usual. And there was nothing to report about at all. Nothing wild happened, none of that. McGregor said, I'm prepared to go 12 three-minute rounds, a nonstop pace. I will go forward and put the pressure on him and break this old man. 8-ounce gloves. He made a big error, in my opinion. I don't see him lasting two rounds. I think I'll have the decision to end it in one. This guy just never shuts up. It is unbelievable that people put up with this guy and his nonsense. He's going to be in for a rude awakening. What's he going to do when that first round ends and he's, like, Mayweather's not even sweating? What's he going to do? I want to hear from him. Here he is now.
What do you think I'm going to do, Scotty?
It's going to be 30 seconds, right?
It's going to be over. One round. That's it.
So that everyone can go out and party.
Whatever puts more money in my pocket, Scotty.
What about all your fans that come to watch you put on a show?
They're going to have a great time.
Just even though it's going to be over that quick.
Doesn't matter.
They're going to stand in line, pack into the arena, and then have to leave right away?
Well, I'll be waving the flag after the fight when I beat that man.
You're going to have an after party? Maybe at Floyd's strip club.
We won't be going there.
Unbelievable appearance by Conor McGregor. Several appearances while we're in Vegas by Conor on the program. It's going to be an enormous, enormous factor in our programming Thursday and Friday. Multiple instances of Conor coming on the show. The box office projections on record-breaking pace. This is the biggest event that has ever happened, ever. Dana White said this fight will reach over 1 billion homes worldwide. The fight currently has an over-under of 4.9 million total buys on pay-per-view. I think it'll beat that. I do. I think it'll go over 5 million easy. There are seats available, though. Are you surprised at that, Carver High?
No, I'm not, because it costs thousands of dollars to get in the building, even in if you're sitting upstairs. So I'm not surprised at all that there's still seats available.
So, Connor or Floyd, who are we supposed to root for in this fight?
Oh, I know who I'm rooting for.
Jay, who are you rooting for?
I honestly don't know. I guess I'll root for McGregor, even though he has no chance of winning.
Do you? No chance.
No chance.
Floyd Mayweather says he's going to retire again. Do you believe him?
Absolutely not. I guarantee you there'll be a second fight.
Wow, Jay Berman coming through.
They don't call me Mr. Boxing for nothing.
Mr. Boxing over here.
That's right.
WBC makes a special belt with 3,360 diamonds for Mayweather McGregor. A diamond encrusted, 600 sapphires, 160 emeralds, 3 pounds plus of 24 karat gold, and it features the names of both combatants. To the victor go the spoils. What
do you
think?
That just shows you how much of a joke all these boxing commissions are. They would make a special belt for this fight. It's not a championship fight. The guy's never fought in his life in boxing.
Conor McGregor fires back at Floyd Mayweather's claims he won't make weight. He told him to shut the Pharrell up. Shut your Pharrellin' mouth. He's such a class act. He's so good for the children, this guy from Dublin.
That's not his audience.
Who is his audience?
Not
thugs
the children.
And drug dealers.
There's going to be
And then everyone says he responded in his usual colorful style. When that guy has potty mouth and filthy four-letter words bombing out of the heavens, he's a colorful guy.
I can't wait to see all those flags walking around in the strip when we get there. I can't wait.
Proud, Mike. You're going to be proud.
I'm going to be real proud.
Yeah,
real
no
proud.
Doubt.
Homeland represented.
What aren't you proud of? You're proud of the Bills.
Islanders.
The Yankees.
I'm not proud of the Bills.
Aaron Judge.
Proud. Gary Sanchez.
Huddersfield. Sanchez.
You forgot the Islanders.
I mentioned them.
He did mention the Islanders. Mr.
Sorry.
Hockey.
Do you believe that Mayweather will bet $5 million on himself?
Yes.
He'd be stupid not to.
I just wanted to mention again, I wanted to get this in before we leave. The undercard makes me want to vomit. Please don't fall for the undercard crap. We have championship fights on the undercard. You know what it is? My underarms. That's what that undercard is. My smelly underarms after playing basketball for 3 hours. I don't go to the undercard. In fact, I wear really expensive underwear. Undercards suck in boxing. Is there anything worse, Mavi, than going 3 hours before the main event and sitting in the arena watching fights that don't matter? There's nothing worse than that. You have to admit it.
Nothing worse at all.
I used to like going to those fights with you so baked out of my face. Is the only way I could go watch an undercard of boxing or UFC is baked out of my face. Or if I went to dinner with you and saw Elvis outside the steakhouse we went to. Remember that one? I saw Elvis in a...
The Flamingo, right?
Right.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so it's time for the Ask the Pros question of the night, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Tonight's question is from, how about this, Ed in Vegas. We're going to Vegas. How about Ed in Vegas checking in? Ed writes, Pharrell, is Duke going to win the national championship? And have you heard about the 3-on-3 college tournament at the Final Four? They're going to pay $100,000 to the seniors in prize money. Yeah, I heard about it. A Chicago-based marketing firm announced that it's sponsoring a 3-on-3 tournament in San Antonio during the Final Four. Only players who've exhausted their eligibility will be able to compete, which will have a $100,000 prize pool. Players will be grouped into teams based on their collegiate conferences. There you go. And Duke jumps to the NCAA hoops favorite spot with Marvin Bagley enrolling early. Duke was 10-1. Now they're 4-1 and favored to win the national championship in college basketball. We haven't even started college football, but we're talking about college basketball. There you go, Ed. Can we send Ed in Las Vegas. Can we hand deliver Ed tomorrow morning? We could go to his house and deliver him a case of absolutely nothing.
You get nothing.
Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros or tweet us at CBS Sports Radio with the hashtag AskThePros. Summer's heat can cause your battery fluids to evaporate. Get your battery tested for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, the professional parts people are going to help you find a battery you need, including Carver High's pacemaker that he'll need a new one while he's in Las Vegas. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4. CBS 4227. All right. Couple things I wanted to mention. A, the new Snapchats are up. Imagine that. We haven't done one of those in a while. We're going to be doing them from Vegas as well. Secondly, that's Snapchat, Pharrell on Bench. Get the I Am Scott Pharrell app. Trust me. Get the app. It's free in the App Store. Now we have a broadcast page on the app, so you'll be able to see us do live stream video, live filming of the Vegas trip. We'll film everything. Carver High and I will even film us like having breakfast. We'll film our breakfast conversations with Carver High strung out on alcohol.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. Pharrellageddon, we're calling it. The trip to Vegas. So I Am Scott Pharrell app. Get that. Plus it has PharrellOnTheBench.com picks on there and everything else. Videos from in studio. You name it. Play-by-play, ballers games, everything. Pharrellavision, it's all on there. Our tweets are on there. Our videos, our CBS interviews are all on there. It's just incredible. What else? We stream the network, CBSSportsRadio.com, Radio.com, CBS Sports app, and Apple Music. We'll also be on Thursday and Friday on CBS Sports Radio. Friday night we'll be on as well from Vegas and on in New York. On top of everything else. Very exciting. Can't wait. Just what a privilege. And then next week, are you kidding me? The whole week, it's just ridiculous how stoked we are. Do you know that the constant joyride, which is the D Casino Hotel, a year-long joyride, every single day of the year they have something going on at the D. Every Friday, Saturday, are you kidding me? It's the only place to hang out in Vegas. It is Las Vegas. It's the hottest spot in Las Vegas. They got the best restaurant in Las Vegas, Andiamo. Hands down, the coolest place to party in Vegas. My favorite spot, my home away from home, the D. I'll be at the D with Derek Stevens, Darren Banks, Hottie Nicole, everybody throwing down long bar style, American Coney Island. I'm going to be just absolutely pounding hot dogs, gyros, throwing down drinks with Carver High, doing the show live 5 nights from the View Bar, second floor, 7 local time every night on 1140 a.m. in Vegas and William Hill and the D. All week at the D, next week, starting the 28th through September 1st, 5 shows live every night at 7 in the View Bar at the D. We'll see you at the D on Fremont Street, and we are going to tear it up like no other. Know that. College football, basically, until we're sick to our stomachs. We're going to get our rocks off betting on every game at the D at the William Hill window. Know that. And my William Hill mobile app. Are you kidding me? The thing's going to probably break on my phone. I'm going to bet so much money. There you go. We're live. Also live from the MGM Thursday and Friday. That's tomorrow night and Friday night, live from the MGM in Vegas. We're going to the airport in like an hour. There you go. Is everybody happy now? We'll be doing the show from the Las Vegas Village, which is a made-up fake name of a tent that they've put up in the middle of nowhere to do the show from. And we're going to watch a lot of Irish people get hammered and vomit all over the streets of Las Vegas. We're going to see some very poor behavior this weekend. I can promise you that.
You're going to end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river.
Doug in Rhode Island, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, how's it going, brother?
What's happening, dude?
Not much. Can I get a shot and a beer?
Shot and a beer, and an iron, shot and a beer, and an iron, shot and a beer, and an iron, shot and a beer, puke.
Hi, I just wanted to talk real quick. I was just trying to think like Floyd Mayweather a little bit, and one of the things he loves is like he loves money, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I would take half of his earnings and put it on Conor McGregor and fix the fight, and he would make like $1 billion. He already has like a rematch in his contract. What do you think?
I don't think they'll fight again, and I put nothing past the odds or chances of a fixed fight or a troubled decision or a controversy or something bad happening to ruin the fight. I wouldn't be surprised at all. It seems like every other sporting event is destroyed these days. Why not that one, too? Would you be surprised, Carver High, if it was fixed or if something crazy happened?
Yes.
So you don't think Conor McGregor, the chances are that he could lose his mind and start throwing elbows or kicks?
I'll tell you this. There's a 0.0% chance that that's going to happen.
Why? Because he'd lose all his money?
There's no way he's going to kick him or any of that stuff. He knows the rules. He ain't going to kick him. I can tell you that.
What would you do if he did?
I don't know.
That would be the biggest controversy. It'd be like he lost his mind and
I'd
kicked him.
I'd go bananas if he did that. There's no way he's going to do that. There is
you
no
think,
way.
You think this thing's gone off without a hitch, just like no problems?
When we say not without a hitch, I mean, we're talking about him thinking that he's in the octagon and whacking the guy with his leg.
Before we even go to the airport, you're losing your temper. You need a drink. He's very angry. You can tell, Peterson. Mafia can tell. He's back there ready to separate us. You're like Paulie Malignaggi and Conor McGregor starting fights on the way to the ring.
Seriously, his double plate glass is enough to keep you apart.
Like, what's the deal? Don't mess with the Irish. This
You're
guy.
Sick you haven't even left yet.
You know what's funny? I'm as Irish as he is, and he gets crazy about this Irish stuff. Like, just crazy. Did you notice I talked about 30 football teams? The only one he said was Notre Dame. I'm like, blah, 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 Oklahoma, Michigan, blah, and Miami. He's like, Notre Dame. And then I said, the mob bar. He's like, it's not a mob bar. It's not all Irish mobsters. I'm like, all right, 99.9%.
72.
The 2017 NFL schedule, the Raiders travel the most miles, the Steelers the fewest. I'm sure that'll affect their schedules and or, you know, outcomes and their record and everything, that they have to travel more than anyone, or they don't have to travel. Le'Veon Bell's going to return September 1st. I wish he'd just return for their first game. Deshaun Kizer, here's a brother with a good job. He's starting this week. He seems like he's happy in the NFL. Does he seem like he's got
one of my guys?
Does he got a lot of problems like everybody else?
He's one of my guys. I know that.
Your boy, Joe's boy, Tom Savage, gets the nod in Houston.
Joe called that a year ago.
All right. The odds to win the NBA championship, the Warriors are 5-8. There you go. Eastern Conference Cavs are 5-8. Celtics 2-1. There you go. MVP Kawhi Leonard favored 4-1 to win the MVP. Can you believe that? And let's go to Joel in California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, Pharrell? Hey, can I get a car bomb? need to numb my head there for a second.
Mafia, how about Young Gun and Chop going to visit a car bomb in Belfast this week? They're off and flying to Europe as we speak, going to visit car bomb.
Everyone's leaving me behind.
Everyone's leaving here and going somewhere exciting except Mafia. Anyway, what'd you want to say about Rich Hill? I do want to talk about that.
Oh, dude, it's that I can't believe they left 11 guys on base, or 11 hits, 8 guys on base. That was just, that's not going to win a World Series, boys. You better fix that real quick.
Yeah, I think, let's calm down. It was one night they didn't get across the runs. They've only won, what, 89 games for you? Not doing well enough? Here's the deal. Harvey Haddix, right? Carver High, the only guy ever. 13 innings, perfect game. He lost. He lost the game. The only guy to ever throw a perfect game and lose, Harvey Haddix, right? And then tonight, Rich Hill of the Dodgers, he was throwing a no-hitter, right? In the 10th inning, the guy hits a walk-off home run, Harrison, and the Pirates beat the Dodgers 1-0, correct? Well, but he Harvey Haddix threw 12 perfect innings, and then in the 13th inning, he lost the game, right?
Yes.
It's the only time it's ever happened.
Correct.
There you go. So tonight was like that, wasn't it? The guy made it to the 10th inning with a no-hitter and then lost.
First time in Major League history that a no-hitter ended on a walk-off homer.
That is crazy. Now that's something to speak of, isn't it? So there you go, Carver High. We're headed to Vegas. What do you have to say? Final thoughts.
I'm ready. I'll see you there tomorrow night, right? Let's do it.
This has been like, how long have we been talking about this? 2 months?
Longer than that.
3 months?
Pretty much. Since January.
Since January.
When you and Mafia got home from there in January, we were talking about this.
Going to the college football week.
Yes.
But we didn't know about Mayweather-McGregor.
We had no idea about that.
How long have we known about that? 3 months?
Probably a little less than that, but we've been...
When did they announce that? May?
End of June, early July, something like that. That came together fast.
Are you surprised that the day and time has finally crept up on us and that we're going?
I'm mentally prepared. I've talked about it for weeks. I'm ready to go.
You're ready to go. I have all your bags at the Ferrella Palatial.
Let's do it.
All right, Peterson, good job tonight. Mafia, it's good knowing you. We'll see you soon. Carver High, get in the car. Let's go. We're going to the Aeropuerto for that big jet jumbo airliner. Sin City to Mega Hub. We're coming for you, Vegas. Your boys are coming back to Sin City. We're going to win in Sin City. Yeah. We'll see you at the MGM or next week at the D. Tune in every night starting Thursday night from Las Vegas on a bench right here on CBS Sports Radio. Good night.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.